All right, folks, we have a big treat for you here now. Returning to the Roadhouse after their Roadhouse debut last August is the Dave's favorite name band, the Plucked Up String Band. Welcome back, gang.
Thank you.
And it's a bigger gang than we had before. If listeners out there can imagine, we have six musicians, including a stand-up bass and a drum kit in the studio. And we even got room for Bill Hansen to sit down with his dobro. So yep. It's pretty amazing, all you guys getting in here, coming in here now. Who am I going to talk to first? Elliot, are you kind of the ringleader here?
No, I believe Bill is.
Bill is
the
ringleader.
Tell me
how you got this group together here, Bill.
Well, I do feel somewhat responsible. It started when Nancy Burns down at Lutzen Resort said to me one day, it was a little bit of a burn, but she's like, are there any like up and coming young, you know, singers and musicians in that we could have come in here and play? And I said, no, they're none. Just us old guys. Just keep hiring us. But it did get me to thinking, and she put a little bit of a thought in the back of my mind, and I knew there were, you know, good musicians, young and otherwise, out there that weren't, you know, regularly performing. So I knew this group, actually, with the exception of Kieran, I called everybody up one at a time and said, hey, you want to try starting a new band? And so they all said yes. And then after we played a couple times, Elliot suggested we call Kieran to come in and play drums, which is unusual for a string band. So the reason we're plucked up is that we have no fiddle, and we don't even use guitar on most songs. So all the instruments are plucked. So I don't know what Dave's thinking.
Does Kieran accept that the drums?
Well, the drums are sort of plucked. They're certainly not a sustaining instrument. So anyway, that's the reason the band's called that.
All right, I want to go around here and so that the listeners can understand. We're starting right at my immediate right is Bill Hansen. He's on the dobro. That's the guy who was just talking.
Yep, that's
next to him is Amanda Hand, who's does vocals and plays the guitar. You say it's a guitar, isn't it?
It's guitar, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's Elliot Ness. I did it again. Elliot Noyce.
It's a crime fighter.
I did this. That's what I did last time they were in here. Elliot Noyce, and he's got a mandolin. Yep. And then next to him is Matt Nesheim with the banjo. And Matt, how do you pronounce your name? Nesheim or Nesheim?
Nersheim, actually.
Nersheim. Nesheim is how I've heard it many times, so Nesheim. I'm just going to go with that.
Okay.
I'm so glad you asked, because I still don't know how to pronounce Matt's last name.
Kieran doesn't have a mic. Get him a mic there, Matt. Just that's all you have to do. Okay, Kieran, how do you pronounce your name?
Kieran Scannell.
Excellent. We've heard that pronounced many different ways, too.
This is like a spelling bee now.
And then we have, deep in the corner, but very visible with the stand-up bass, is Will Moore from WTIP here.
Our own Will Moore.
Yes, indeed.
Moonlighting, I see.
And Will didn't pull any strings to get this group in here.
No.
They got in here on their own merit.
They earned it, I guess.
Because you guys have been a real hot number around town here now lately. At the venues you've been playing at, you've been packing them in. It's been a lot of fun to see that. And why don't you start out with what you want to start out, whatever you want to start out with, and give us a number to open up the show.
Sure. This is called Iceland, written by Amanda Hand.
One, two, one, two, three, four. I won't break no more. Think I'll go to Iceland. I'll be gone soon. Da 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 da. like living on fire. Tired of brimstone, you are a liar. Loving you is a high, high wire. And I'm done with falling. Like living on fire. Tired of brimstone, you are lying. Loving you is a high, high wire. And I'm done with falling. If I moved to Iceland, I would live on a lava flow. My heart won't break no more. Think I'll go to Iceland, I'll be gone soon. I would live on a lava flow. My heart won't break no more. Think I'll go to Iceland. I'll be gone soon. If I moved to Iceland, I would live on a lava flow. My heart won't break no more. Think I'll go to Iceland. I'll be gone soon.
The Plucked Up String Band with an original by Amanda Hand, Iceland. Very nice. That was a sweet song. Where did that come from?
My brain.
Yeah. I mean, that's a cute
Iceland
little...
Iceland is like my go-to escape fantasy, you know, when things are
to
rough.
To go to Iceland?
To go to Iceland.
And sit on
it's
a lava
happy
flow?
Place.
Yeah, and sit on a lava flow with all the other artists and their giving books on Christmas Eve traditions and, you know, pickled shark meat.
Yeah, actually, yeah. It's quite an image, definitely, as you describe it in the song. Is the lava recent flow or is it cold?
Well, it's fantasy, of course, so it could be whatever the listener chooses to interpret it as, right?
Okay. And when you do a song like that, are you writing the music as well? Or does this that get collaborated on? Or
In this case, I wrote the music and the lyrics, mm-hmm. and another song of mine we'll do tonight. That was also the case. We've got a song we weren't planning to do tonight that Elliot and I co-wrote. So Elliot wrote the music, I wrote the lyrics, and there's been some co-writes between Will and Elliot along those lines as well. So it kind of just depends on what happens.
And what instruction do you give Bill, the dobro player here, who seems to have a little flexibility in what he's playing?
We just let him rip, really.
My role in the band is that I bring good craft beer to practice, and I own the sound system, and I own a band, so they can never kick me out.
Oh, you're in.
Are you the booking agent as well?
No, actually, everybody's doing that.
Okay.
We may get more organized about that. But I'll tell you, it's been really fun. You know, we talked about the origin of this band and just calling people up, and you never know what's going to happen. When we got together, I said, you know, let's see if there's chemistry. We'll play a couple mm-hmm. times. If there's mm-hmm. not, nothing's lost. And boy, there was a lot of chemistry. And
I can see that.
We've been working hard, and it's every time, just when they were warming up here before we went on the air, and I wasn't playing, I was just knocked out by the sound. It's every time we play, it's better. There's better chemistry and more fun, and
it's so unique. I mean, really, the sound is really quite
unique. It is very unusual for a string band. Unusual to have drums. Unusual not to have a fiddle. And as I said, we don't use guitar on some songs, so it's an unusual group, but it works for whatever reason. So we're having a ton of fun.
And you're having fun playing with Amanda's song. Amanda, you have a relative who is a well-known dobro player.
That's correct. Hi, Dad. Yeah.
Amanda's.
He's been in here
I
with
think
you.
Bill invited me actually because of my dad, perhaps. Just trying to get a little closer.
Yeah,
maybe.
Just so I could meet him. Cal Hand, Amanda's dad, who's a very well-known dobro and pedal steel player, actually was the first one that turned me on to the dobro. He didn't know that, but he played on Leo Kottke's second album, I think it was, in the 60s. And I heard that album and I was like, what is that instrument? That's the coolest thing. And I tried to learn to play like Leo Kottke. That was too hard. So then I switched over. And so it's really fun to meet him now after all these years, and my hero led me into a whole new phase of life. So.
Yeah, he played on the Prairie Home Companion show. I can't remember what band version he was in there. Was
he was in the Powdermilk Biscuit for, I don't know, at least 10 years.
Yeah,
before.
Great player, maybe great 20. Player.
Yeah, I saw him in the audience at one of your gigs in town here.
That's
that was,
right, yeah,
that
he was
pretty they, sweet.
My family came up for the Voyager gig most recently that we played, yeah.
Right. And you, Amanda, were not in the group when they were here, when you guys were here in August. Was that because you were somewhere else, or had you not joined yet?
I was somewhere else. I think I was just getting a last hurrah of a vacation in before the school year. But I had been practicing with them since the beginning. So
I think we've only played together three times as a group, as a full six-person group.
All six of you?
Yeah. So, but it's kind of nice that we're that flexible. We can, we can.
I know members of the group and some of the other and the members in the audience were disappointed when Matt wasn't here. I mean, I maybe shouldn't tell him that. It'll go to his head.
Yeah, get a big head.
Can't get any bigger.
It's a pretty cool addition to have that banjo.
It is. It is.
Thanks, Dick.
You're welcome. Okay, Elliot, what are you guys going to do next?
This next one's called Fell Away From Me.
From me. I turned my back and ran for the sea. Sometimes you need the weight of the world to go smoke a blunt on the corner. Sometimes you feel the hatred so real, you go hide and become a loner.
Up string band. Elliot, was that your song?
Yeah, that is, yep.
I think you did that one last time you were in here. It's a very sweet song. Great song. Is it No Harm? Is that what she's calling it, or is it?
Fell Away From Me.
Fell Away From Me. Yep. I wrote down both of those. Fell Away From Me and No Harm. I couldn't remember what you had said at the beginning.
That's my favorite lyric.
Yeah.
No scream, no gasp,
no gasp, no splash.
Awesome. Well done.
How did you do it so without any noise at all? I mean,
well, exactly. Yeah.
There's the
I'm
the
constantly hallucinating, I think.
Careful what you say, Elliot.
And story, actually.
Will, are you on a mic? Yes, you are. Yeah. The bass was a big a part of that song too. That was very sweet.
Yeah, just switching it up with a bow here. This is actually a different type of bow than what I'm used to. There's two kinds of bows. There's German bows and French bows, and this is a French, and it's got a smaller frog. Is what the black part that you hold on to? That's what that's called.
Huh.
It's a different style than what I'm used to. So I'm kind of, you know, trying to learn that because it's kind of a more common bow. So that's what I'm kind of
Where did you get? Why have you got a new, different bow now?
Well, this is actually Bill's bass, or at least his son's bass, and it came of one of each, and the German one kind of fell apart. So,
okay. Is it because it's a French bow that it's got it called a frog, the handle, or?
I'm not going to comment on that.
No,
It's frog regardless.
Maybe
okay.
If you like
even the German
really hard,
bowl. Okay.
Maybe yeah.
Now there's a good band name, Frog Regardless.
Okay. I really like that actually.
I hope I'm invited to be in that band.
Yeah, me too.
Say Matt, where were you when you missed all these gigs that these guys had?
Yeah, Matt.
Where did you were doing something fun or what?
I was doing something fun. I was in Colorado.
Ah. And so you were skiing.
I was skiing and hanging out.
Excellent. You have relatives out there, or you just out with?
I don't actually. Adam and Micah Haru, are Grand Marais citizens, Grand Marais finest, probably. they also own land out in Salida, Colorado.
Right. So you did some mountain biking too, probably, huh?
Yeah, I tried to. They had an unusual amount of snow out there when we were there, so. Unfortunately, the bike trails were a little covered, and some of us can't afford a fat bike yet.
Yeah, so right. Yeah, that's unfortunate. Biking is becoming like everything else. You have to have 10 different versions of whatever your toy is.
Did they make chains for your fat bike tires? Is that a thing?
I think so, yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. All right, gang. What are you up to next? What's coming? I know you got a gig this weekend, don't you?
Tomorrow we're at Papa Charlie's at 3:15. Yep. I think is the official start time, and they're pretty good about starting on time. Yeah, that'll be fun. Light show, professional sound mixer, and it'll be fun. Yeah, it should be a lot of people there. Yeah. It'll be great fun. Fresh snow, so come on out and do a little skiing maybe, and then stop by and see us. We're there. It's 3:15 to 5:35 is what I've seen.
Wow, that's a tight schedule.
Specific, yeah. And then what's next?
Thursday at Voyageur from 4 to 7.
4 to 7, yep.
Voyageur Brewery in Voyageur Brewery, yep. Sunday we're at Lutzen Resort in the lobby for the first time from 7 to 10.
Are you talking about this Sunday or the week from Sunday?
I have already lost 17. Track. Let's see. Oh, yeah.
17th.
Did I jump
week
there?
From Sunday. Yeah.
We're at Voyageur on the 14th and at Lutzen on the 17th,
okay.
Right?
Yeah. All right. Oh, that's great. That's great that you are. And speaking of professional sound engineers, you do have some pretty good guys behind you right here now.
Thanks to them, yeah.
Because I've been listening to you with the headphones on, I think everybody is, and you take them off, and it's a different sound.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Keep the headphones on.
Pretty brassy. Yeah, it's pretty loud in here. Yeah. These guys are doing a great job.
John Mayanowski and Jeff Nemitz. Thank you, guys. Great job.
Yeah, that's fun to have that backup for Dave, too. Right, Dave?
That's the Roadhouse standard. We got the big sound, the professionals on the board. We do not compromise.
So how many tunes do you guys have now in your repertoire?
3 hours worth.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, you just make it. So the encore's...
Whatever we played first 3 hours earlier.
Yeah. It turns out if Matt's missing, we have exactly 3 hours worth of no encore. But now that he's back, we'll have several encores.
3 hours and 5 minutes.
In the back pocket. Most of what we're doing is our originals, which is part of the fun of this band.
That is.
Really strong songwriting, and it's great. And it's hard to learn so many songs so fast, and we're still struggling with that a little bit, but it'll come, and we'll get it grooved in. And
There aren't too many notebooks out here. on the table. So I'm pretty impressed.
It's mostly just a security blanket at this point.
Oh,
but
yeah.
How often do you guys get together to practice?
Well, if it were up to Elliot, it would be every day. But we have been practicing, I mean, at least once a week and sometimes twice a week.
Yeah, 1.5 times a week on average.
Yeah, we try to get together as often as we can. Practice is a lot of fun, so...
Yeah. What kind of a hall do you have to hire to practice?
Well, we usually practice. Most of our career, we've been in Elliot's spacious mansion up on Good Harbor Hill.
A band-sized house.
Yeah, but it's got it. It's very cozy, and it actually has a great sound. It's a cabin, with pine paneling, and he's got a great recording set up there. So we've recorded most of our practices, which is really helpful. Lately, we've been down at Amanda's house, which smells a lot better.
Oh, I bet.
Not that Elliot's house smells bad, but Amanda's house smells good, usually.
It's usually dinner time, I think.
Yes. Something tasty going on in there all the time. But so that's been fun, too. So.
Well, who's working on writing tunes now for you? Most is about Amanda and Elliot.
Yeah, so far Amanda, Elliot, and Will have contributed tunes and some collaboration, but we'll get Matt and I fired up here yet.
Okay.
And Kieran too, if he wants to.
Kieran doesn't have a mic in front of him. I was
we can talk about him here.
He's helpless over there.
Kieran's a college student on a gap year, and so we may lose him for a while if he chooses to go back to college.
Yeah,
we're trying.
I thought we agreed that he was not going back to college.
We're discouraging him from that. We're discouraging him.
That's why we bought all those chains and locks.
His parents and grandparents seem to have some other opinion. But
yeah, no. We're happy that he's. It's fun to have you guys all together as a group. You make a great ensemble.
Super group. Now, is anybody else in other groups? How do you balance your time amongst your groups? Or is this the group?
Well, I see Will's in the Pine Martians.
The Pine Martians.
Yeah. I just saw that. He didn't say anything. I saw it in the publicity.
I was trying to keep it on the DL.
So you guys don't have a contract?
No exclusivity. Of course, I play a lot with Eric Frost and his just the two of us often, and then we also have a band called the Spruce Roots.
Yeah.
And so I play with him frequently, so it's been busy. It's been fun. It's been fun.
Are you you're trimming back your work schedule up the
hopefully. Hopefully my daughter and her husband are taking over the business from us, so I'll be have more time for music. Is the plan anyway. And then Amanda's in several bands, I think.
Yeah, I play with another band called Lake Effect, and then I just excused myself from two other fabulous projects I had been working on because I couldn't have four musical projects going at my age and with my memory, so I had to scale back.
She's also in graduate school, we should point out.
And again, my age and my memory, but that was kind of you to say,
you,
Bill.
Is songwriting new for you, or is this something you've always done?
I've always done it. It's picked up, you know, there are spells when it picks up pace, and it's been interesting beginning to write again with these guys because you just have a different sound and different sound in my ear, different, you know, thoughts in my head related to playing with these folks as opposed to myself or on a piano or so it just kind of calls out something different. We listen to a lot of other people's music and share it around a lot, and that definitely inspires some writing too. So
I thought I saw some groupies in the lobby out there. I think you guys are.
That's just Jeff and
catching up.
We are.
But we can call them groupies. Yeah,
that works. They are. We have in the studio a 6-piece orchestra here, the Plucked Up String Band. And what are you going to do for us next?
Are we doing ABC next?
Okay. This is another one of Amanda's songs called ABC.
Yeah. One, two, three, four. ABC. Why'd I let you fall in love with me? Walking by the riverside. 'Cause, oh my Lord, if back then I could tell where we'd be now, I'd run like hell.
So long for nothing at the end of the day. Oh, sweet water, sing me asleep. Tuck me safely in your keep. I got nothing at the end of the day. looking for me. Start out at the river's edge, and oh my Lord, oh, when you cry my name, there'll be no reply, just this refrain. Do 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 do. XYZ, in the river you'll find me. ABC, 1, 2, 3, will you play this game with me? 1, 2, 3, XYZ, in the river you'll find me. Do, 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 do. Oh, 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 oh.
Plucked Up String Band, that was Amanda and Elliot there. Your voices are perfectly matched together. You're very unique sound, both of you.
Thanks.
Beautiful. Thank you. What's the in the river? What was that lyric?
In the river, you'll find
in
me.
In the river, you'll,
in the river,
find,
river
me,
you'll yeah. find me. Okay.
It's another darker tune.
Yes, yeah, right.
But it's happy sounding. That's what matters, right?
Just it really did sound.
It was ABC, 1, 2, 3, in the river, you'll find me. I thought, what happened?
That comes after the no gasp, no scream, no splash.
Yeah.
And we have at
no
least
splash.
One more song where someone is thrown into a body of water.
Yes.
At least.
Is that, yeah. Is that the song you wrote, Will? That
it actually is. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
There's a theme.
We should call it a trilogy, maybe. Or
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A bigger body of work, our opus.
How many, in the 3 hours, how many different tunes are there? Would
30?
You?
About 30. 30.
Yeah. About 30.
10 yep.
30?
Yeah.
About
yep.
10 an hour?
Yeah.
So we've only scratched the surface here. We've only done... You've done 3 tunes here, by my count. Maybe
yep.
you've done more. No, it's
right.
just 3.
Yep.
Yeah, and we've got probably 33 or so on the active file right now. But there's, mm-hmm. I know there are several that are still
about to be there
incubating.
Too.
Yeah, right. So
really
exciting. Yeah, more originals so coming. Yep. Really fun.
Well, that's what makes you guys so unique, I think. I mean, there are a lot of people up here, a lot of singer songwriter types up here, but. Most of them spend most of the time, it seems to me, doing covers, you know, which is great, too, because yep. your sound is so different. Whatever you play, it's going to be your stamp is going to be on it. But the fact that you're writing all these tunes is pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's spectacular. I give, you know, I started this band, but I have to say, I think Elliot's our leader. He's a really talented musician, has been since he was a small child, I happen to know. And and everybody in this group is talented, with the possible exception of me, but the beer in the van,
yeah.
I explained before, but the
you're too modest.
So it's fun, yeah, and the potential for great growth here. So
yeah,
and it's
yeah,
it's exactly. happening every, as I said, every time we play, it's better. So it's really fun.
What? Tell me a little bit about the mandolin you're playing there.
It is an Eastman mandolin that I purchased in Oregon. Yeah, I just decided to pick up the mandolin one day. My friend had one I could borrow, so I played that for about a month, and then she needed it back. So I just sort of went for it. Decided yeah. I liked it and wanted to learn it. And
is there anything it's got a unique shape to it? It seems like
it's actually it's pretty standard F style mandolin.
It is.
Yep.
Okay.
There are A styles as well that look more like a teardrop, but mm-hmm. yep, the ones with the scrolls, the F style. My main inspiration, I guess, would be Sam Bush in terms of. Mm-hmm. First guys I was listening to mm-hmm. and first songs I was learning.
It's actually a high-end student mandolin. I've been starting to bug Elliot about getting a professional mandolin. They're very expensive. A really good professional mandolin
rankings.
Can easily run $10,000 to $20,000.
Oh,
I don't think we're going to go there, but $3,500.
Anybody
be,
listening out there who's got a real high-end instrument
that
you want to donate to Elliot,
yeah,
right. I'm sure he'd take it.
Or a high-end bank account.
Yeah.
Take donations as well.
But we'll get there. He's a good enough player that he deserves a professional instrument.
Yeah, so well,
it's a
very
cool
instrument.
But this
cool
is a good
instrument.
Sounding mandolin for a student instrument.
It is. It's and Matt, you got the banjo? What's unique about your banjo?
What is unique about this banjo? That is a good question. It's a Epiphone, pretty simple. You can walk into any you know, like Schmidt Music or Music Go Round or anything and pick it right off the wall and walk out with for $200. So really not a big deal. It's got no resonator, so it really lends itself better to clawhammer style banjo. But I actually bought it right before I went into Peace Corps, and bought it without knowing how to play, and just spent 2 years learning an indigenous language and playing the banjo.
Two difficult tasks.
Yep.
So, Will, you've got the, aside from Kieran and his drum set, you've got the biggest instrument in the group.
Yeah.
What is it? Where'd you get that thing?
It's not mine. It's Bill's.
Oh, it's Bill's.
It's actually my son. My son, Adam's. Yeah, we got a little trade going on with a guitar of mine right now. But I found that in a music shop that's gone now in Duluth many years ago when Adam was about 8. And I just saw, we were in there and we saw he was interested in playing the bass. We saw a little corner of it way, way up on a shelf. And they had to bring out a 16-foot ladder. And I said, is that a bass? And the guy's like, I don't know. I'll climb up there and see. And he dragged it out, and it was this. It's a K bass, which is sort of a lower end bass, but a good old one that sounds good.
Well, how in the heck did you get started playing a bass? I mean, how does anybody get started playing a bass?
Well, when I was 11, I wanted to play the biggest instrument because clearly it follows that that's the most important one and the best one.
Good thinking, yeah.
So, what an American. Just kind of, logic still applies.
Yeah, it does. It does indeed. All right, we're running short on time here, but let's keep going. Yeah, let's have another number here.
Too bad we can't hear from Kieran.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
he's
a talkative guy. He's frustrated over there.
Wait, no, he's got a mic. He's got that red mic. He could talk into that, Kieran.
Yeah, pick it up, Kieran. Pull that mic toward you a little bit. You got to get that fairly close to you, or you got to get close to it.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, say a little something about your drums.
You're the drummer guy. How did you get started with percussion?
I joined the percussion section of the middle school band back in sixth grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you go way back in the... Yeah, I remember you playing the piano, too. Did you? How did you switch from piano to...
I did switch. I kind of ran out of piano teachers and... wanted to play the drum set.
And
so,
And so now, where else have you played besides with these guys?
I played a little bit. Back in middle school, I was in a trio with my dad and Gavin Danfeld Martinson.
Oh, yes,
we played some blues. I played with my neighbor Pete Cavanaugh, playing some blues rock stuff a couple times. I'm in sort of a... Or I was in, when I was back in school getting educated, I was in kind of an alt-rock little band back there, too. So
Is that at Williams?
Yeah.
Williams College? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you played in prep school, too, didn't you?
I have been in some school jazz bands as well, yeah.
Did you take any professional instruction on drumming?
I was super lucky to be able to take lessons in prep school from this guy named professional jazz drummer named Les Harris, and from another professional drummer at Williams named Connor Meeham.
Well, good for you, and hope you stick around with the band as long as you're in your gap year here.
Kieran is a great drummer. He's got a lot of taste, and he plays in perfect time, which is hard to do. So
I'm not sure about perfect time. I try.
Perfect in my mind.
More than adequate time at the very least.
Yes.
All right, let's get on with the next tune here.
We've got a couple more. Do you think we have time for two, or just time for one?
Just one.
Okay.
Just one. The boss says.
Just
one.
All right.
That's too bad. I talked.
This is
too
a
much.
Song Elliot wrote, and this is probably our weirdest song.
but
we like it.
Oh yeah, I remember. I think I videoed you on this song.
You did actually. Yeah. Yeah, you did 100%.
Rooftop sometimes before. Oh no.
Gentlemen, the plucked up string band that we'll be playing tomorrow at Papa Charlie's. You want to catch them in the afternoon, 3:15 to 5:35 or something like that. And then next Thursday at the Voyager and the following Sunday at Lutzen Resort.
Lutzen Resort Lobby.
Thank you very much for coming in and giving us a great...
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Thank you.